Please welcome Can Do Jack.
By now you have figured out that I pick a different town to come from each time. And they usually are places that I live, but they weren't my first town. Perpignan was the one for tonight. Anybody know what's significant about Perpignan? Anybody see the movie Catch Me If You Can with Frank Albinelli? The first prison he spent where he lived in the hole with in his own feces, eating bugs, and that was Perpignan. This story that I'm going to tell you took place in 1976. And what can I tell you about, if you're worried about nudity, think about this. I loved living in Denmark, and one of the reasons I loved living in Denmark was not because people do not have, are not conscious of nudity in Denmark. It just isn't there. They have no consciousness of racism. So, you know, win some, lose some. August. August, South California coast. Two guys are playing a new song on cheap guitars. And no bleeped bars on this beach. They believe in body. But it give way to sing along. The throng sings Lottie, Lottie, Miss Claudie. And everyone thinks of Elvis just a minute. And then it fades away with the collective mind goes blind and deaf and dumb to avoid settling on failed heroes and human zeros. Tim is talking to a nude, Miss Nude Universe about diverse notions of holistic potions. She's come down from the treehouse, nudist colony out by San Bernardino, to get some fresh air and to bear her soul to the elements, just like the courageous, outrageous woman of 200 pounds bounding down the slope of the beach and straight into the water, and it caught her, and she does float. She doesn't dote on herself. She's all that's left of her own salvation. And she's going for total immersion baptism of all she's ever been to become all she ever wants to be. Because she heard Buddy Wakefield say so 30 years in the future by way of Loosely in the Sky with Diamonds Radio Network. Miss New Universe is relating to Tim her particular stratagem for raising children among crazy pilgrims, and Paul Ehrlich's population bomb is on her heart. She says she'd never part with her darling duo, but to do over, she would find some kids been born already and love them silly. Tim's point of view has grown now to include her soul. He's way beyond the initial impact of body beautiful. Her dutifulness about doing well, what's to do with life, has his rigid attention. The hippies who live in the cave come to save the thirsty and heal those on the brink, destitute of drink, and we all pay and thank those lanky purveyors of potables and compliment them on their capitalistic prowess. Escaping the scarps of their lair halfway there to the rim, staying slim, trekking 2 miles up to the store to bring more drink, rappelling down the wall to bring a wing and fin to all the sun-dazzled bare-ass beach whales who do wail a certain song of freedom, a choir and a congregation all in one, the sun's blessed children. Several flaxen-haired women armed with mirrors are reflecting the sun into the eyes of the Chicano boys peeking over the rocks from Zuma Beach, where each and every person is wearing a bathing suit, a term that conjures strange images in the minds of some of the already stoned and rezoned denizens of the Pirate Cove side. The big-eyed Chicano boys have never seen anyone but their infant siblings frolicking pamperless on a Cali strand. "Come on down here and get real with us," the sirens sing with stentorian tone. But soon, those sufferers of cover-up persuasion are lost from the situation as the Congo drummer and bongo thumpers unfold a raw, earthy, sensuous, half-tempo Zulu beat to voodoo feet, and soon a circle of 50, hand in hand, spins along the water, wetting one at a time, and then climbs the slope again, and then surrounds a rock of 2 yards in diameter to tease the fakir who is standing on it to deliver. And he say, he is the outsider who is somewhere wider, not farther, but farthest, the superlative blast from fortune's ass for the destined who've invested in a path of self-realization and revelation, expressing or redressing status quo to let it go. Those clothes are not you. What you do is who you need to be. Heed you me, just you be. Really retrofitting, not forgetting Jesus' bidding to consider the lily. The silly thing does not because of laws, but in spite of them. So to be like him, I say to you, be among the few who be here now and simultaneously be there where the kingdom of heaven is, somewhere near the Corpus Colosseum, laughing like Robin Williams watching a video of himself. Jesus is bigger than a cigar box, but you are not going to unravel the puzzle, travel to the muzzle, or get even one light year from home until you get real small. And some children say, now that's entertainment, and the circle begin to boogie on back into the sea.